Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got another great show for you guys tonight. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Before we start, let's just say thank you to our guest that we had on the other night. When did we have him on? The 10th. Oh, yes, the 10th. We had on Reverend Nicholas Inman and Mary Jean Eisenhower. Now, I'm not sure if it was Mary Jane or Mary Jean I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, we had Mary Jane or Mary Jean Eisenhower and Reverend Inman on, and they were talking about the Blossom Festival that they're doing for the First Ladies of the United States. And they handpicked the families of descendants of presidents of the United States, and they want to try and do a First Ladies Day, which is something that maybe about 7 years ago, people might have been into it because people cared about our country, you know, whatever. That's my opinion. But anyway, it's a great idea. First ladies don't get the recognition they deserve. So I wish them all the best, and go check out the Blossom Festival over in Missouri is the grand opening. And you could go to Washington, of course, to see them. And my friends here on the East Coast, Newark, New Jersey has them too. I think it's in Branch Brook Park, or I think, I don't know the name. And also, again, thank you to our friend Michelle Palmieri. Everybody loves her. I love having when we do a psychic on, because the fans love getting the readings, and everybody loves Michelle. She is on the money with everything. So stay tuned. She'll be back next month. Thank you, Michelle Palmieri. Thank you so much. But tonight, let's get to tonight. Oh, my God, I've never talked that long before a guest. I apologize, Ann. I'm so sorry. Tonight, I've had a horrible day, kids. I'm wired. I'm literally wired. I'm looking at something to calm me down. I have a Xanax that I save for an emergency, and today may be that day. So I just may have to take it, because as you can tell, I'm a little wired. So anyway, tonight we are going to have a great time. We've got with us actress, producer, Ann Myrna, and we are going to have a great time. She's got a new movie coming out, Attack of the Corn Zombies, pardon me. And she's been in so many other things. And Ann, your voiceovers, I've known at least 5 commercials that are on your reel. that you've done. So anyway, guys, we've got actress producer Ann Myrna with us tonight. Ann, thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Joanne. Thanks for having me. And I wanted to give a shout out to Chris Corman for connecting us.
We love Chris. Yes, I love Chris. He probably hates me because we were connecting there for a while, and the problem was that, well, not the problem. The issue was I wasn't doing the show, so I had plenty of free time. I took like a major break. I took a major break, and he and I connected. He was like the last person I had on the air before I went on this major hiatus. And and we were talking all the time. And then once the show came back on, forget it. I just got bombarded and with guests. And I mean, I love it. It's great, but I feel horrible. I can't speak to him as much as I used to. But yes, thanks to Chris for connecting us. What a great guy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and so now you have been, like I said, guys, go check out her website, ammyrna.com. That's M-Y-R-N-A. And Ann, don't hate me if I say Myrna Turner, because whenever I see the name Myrna, I think of Myrna Turner. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
You know who Myrna Turner
is,
right? Myrna is
my first name, but...
Oh, man.
Myrna is my last name.
Yes, but when I see Myrna, I always think of Myrna Turner. You know, you never hear that name, only in The Odd Couple. And only...
Yeah.
Penny Marshall would have it too, right? But yeah, so now, yeah, guys, go to her website, ammyrna.com, and she's got a couple of reels on there. And even your acting, I mean, you're just, you know what I love about you? You're real, you're believable, you know, which makes a great actor. And it's like you are just like an everyday person who comes across as so real in your acting, which is fabulous. I love that.
Well, thanks so much. And, you know, that, a lot of that I learned in taking acting classes, that, you know, it's you in a different situation is mm-hmm. how you should think about roles, and that you can transfer emotions from things that have happened to you in your life
right.
into those situations that are called for in the script. And I think that's one of the advantages of being an actor of a certain age, is that I've been through some stuff already and I have felt various emotions, and I can kind of tap into that by recollecting how I felt in a real life situation and then applying that feeling to the situation in the script.
Right, right. And it definitely comes up. I mean, I only saw your reel and they couldn't believe it. It's just, you just have that look too. Like, I mean, you could play any character because you're a great character actor, but also a great lead. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? And I hate the fact that you put, what do you put in your bio? Aging actor? What do you put? What do you put? What does that say?
I might say mature or senior or something like that, but I am going to get my Medicare card this year. So.
Yeah, but you know what? You shouldn't put that because you're I mean, look at us, right? I'm not afraid to say my age. I'm 58. When I think about my mother at the age of 58, she no comparison. They looked old, okay? Right?
Right, right.
So now, I don't know how old you are, but you think about it. Picture your mother at your age now. She looked old.
Yes, yes.
Right. A lot older than us. But anyway,
yes.
I don't like that you say that. Maybe mature is the word to use. I don't even know if you should use a word, but, you know. But anyway.
Well, I'll take that out.
Yeah, I think
I
you should
feel,
because I didn't
I feel
like
way
it.
Younger than I am, yeah.
You look a hell of a lot younger, too. I mean your pictures, too. Every different picture, you have a different look about you. It's great. It's a, how long have you been acting? How long have you been in the business?
I have been in the acting business for 6 years.
That's it?
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's it. So I was in plays when I was in high school, went to a small Catholic high school. We did one musical per year, and I managed to land, you know, an ensemble type of role in those. And then I went to college, and I started working in information technology and had this big career and had these children, and all of a sudden, my friends
kids.
Were making. Yeah, I know. They call you fine, don't they?
I had these kids, you know. I had these kids, you know.
So there was 30 years. So.
No, it's funny because I describe my life that way too. When people say, "Oh, so what have you been doing?" Well, I had kids, and you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I decided it was kind of time for me, and my friends had bucket lists. I have a very good friend that takes all these wonderful vacations and seeing the world, and that's not really what I want to do. But I thought, well, maybe I want to be on TV. So I live in the Chicago area, and a lot of network TV shows are filmed here. And I thought, well, I'll, you know, start it at the beginning as a background extra actor. You don't have any lines, but
right.
you get to, you know, learn what it's like to make a TV show, you know, figure out the terminology, who's who in the zoo, because there's a million different people on a big production like that. And I kind of liked it. And so I took some acting classes and started working on student films and independent films. And actually, most of my work is independent films. And those are films that are produced by smaller production companies, and I find those roles myself. I do have some agents that get me in for auditions for commercials with larger brands and also speaking roles on the network TV shows. You have to have
that's where the money is.
That's
where the money
is. But, you know, I love the independent films. Yeah, the money is in the independent films, but the joy of the experience is in the independent films because you're working with people who are passionate about what they're doing, and they're not doing it to get a paycheck. They're doing it to create art or to tell a specific story, and those are the kind of people I like.
Now, I just meant speaking roles get paid more. That's all I meant. I know we do it
for
the
sure.
love. We do everything for the love of it, but, you know, of course, speaking parts get more money. So that's all I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for 6 years, you've got I counted quickly roughly 30-plus credits already to your resume here. I mean, that's amazing for only being acting for 6 years.
Yeah, and there's a long way to go. I mean, I learn something new every day. I try to absorb things from all the people around me.
Yeah. That's what people need to look at life that way. We learn something new every day. Suck it in and deal with it and learn it and live it. That's it, right?
Yeah.
That's my motto. That's my motto. I learn something new every day. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you have to keep your eyes and your mind open to anything new. And, you know, maybe it's for you, maybe it's not for you. But if it's something new and something different, pay attention to it.
Right. Now, how did you find time to go to all this training? I mean, when you said the kids and, you know, living the life, and then all of a sudden only 6 years and you did a lot of training, too. How'd you find the time?
Well, COVID helped with that.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
forgot about that. How could I forget about COVID?
The world down. Yeah, it slowed the world down, and then, you know, there was no face-to-face stuff, but people picked up on the Zoom for communication, and a lot of the training for actors started being available on Zoom.
Right.
So you would have either large groups or really small groups, and then also as actors, we learned to make our own auditions by taping ourselves. And then, of course, we had to learn how to edit those tapes that we made and submit them to casting agencies. And some of the casting that was done were for roles in Zoom productions. Because that's, you know, it kept you busy. It gave you something to look forward to. And it helped you hone your craft rather than just sit in the corner and hope the whole thing would blow over.
So COVID worked out well for you. It was a great thing for you, right? That's great.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of training. And then also, you know, my real job is web design. I own my own consulting firm, and I was able to still work on websites for customers during that time because I could work remotely and, you know, we communicate with email and stuff like that. So, yeah, I stayed busy during COVID.
It's funny. I was going to say I really liked your website, too, so I guess you did that, too.
Yes, I did.
I'm in love with you tonight. I don't know if it's because I'm wired, but I'm in love with you tonight. Everything about you, I just love you.
Hey, I'll take it. Thank you, Joanne.
So tell everybody about the movie, The Attack of the Corn Zombies, and what you got going on behind the scenes on that, because we could use a little help with that, right?
Yes. Our latest movie is called Attack of the Corn Zombies, and you can learn about it by going to cornzombies.com. And it is a feature film. It will be a feature film. We're in pre-production right now, so that means we're getting ready for filming. And we're going to be filming May 4th through the 9th. And that's kind of a short schedule for a feature film, but we're independent filmmakers, so we hustle. And a lot of us wear many, many hats. But one of the things that we can't do by ourselves is fund the entire production.
Exactly.
You know, we are able usually to get our films placed on streaming platforms, but the amount of money that goes to the filmmaker and producer from those platforms is very small. You know, maybe someday we'll hit bigger platforms and have an opportunity to actually make more money, but right at the moment we're funding our own filming. So we do pay the actors, we pay the crew, we feed everyone. We provide lodging for everyone. We provide some travel. And it takes a lot of money to make a movie. So we are trying to raise $10,000. And earlier in the day, we were at about 5,600. And right now, we're sitting at 5,800. out of that 10,000. Mm-hmm. And that would help us cover all of our production costs. There are some additional costs beyond that. After the movie is filmed, you go into post-production, which is where all the editing occurs. Mm-hmm. We have music that is custom composed for our films, a lot of intricate editing with the sound and with the color treatment for the film. So this one is set in 1969. Mm. So we want to make it look like it was filmed then. And there were certain like color palettes with film that were used back then. So we want to make sure that we echo that. And then we've got, you know, hippies in our film. We've got some greasers in the film, and we have some farmers because the synopsis is that it's 1969 and infected corn leads to an outbreak of the walking dead in a small Midwest town. With no way to escape and cut off from the outside world, a group of friends and family must fight their way through hordes of the dead to survive. So there's something wrong with the corn in the Midwest town.
Yeah.
It makes people zombies. And we want to go big on the special effects. We use what's called practical effects. So modern-day movies, there's a lot of what they call CGI or computer-generated images where everything is modified digitally. We're old school, and we don't do that intentionally. So if it looks like somebody's got their arm chopped off, we've got special effects people who use compressors, and they know how to mix up fake blood and get it to come shooting out of what looks like it's where your arm used to be kind of thing. We've got a couple experts that are helping us with that. Beth Metcalf and Jamie Apple are their names. They're our lead special effects people. And then we've got a couple of women who are well-known in the horror film industry. Lynn Lowry has been in horror films since the 70s. She's an iconic horror actress, and she'll be joining us. I've got a scene with her. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And then a couple younger gals, Angel Bradford and Morgan Thompson, are also very well known in the current horror film circuit of actresses. And then we have kind of our standard, what we call AcroStar Films family. So Steve Herman, who started AcroStar Films, is an independent author who decided that it would be really cool if a book or two of his was made into a movie. And he had talked to some producers and directors early on, and it just wasn't working out. And so he took it upon himself to learn filmmaking. So spent a couple years learning filmmaking and now is adapting a lot of his books to film. This was not originally a book. It was just an idea that came about when we were sitting around a fire pit drinking one night after filming.
Perfect place to come up with a story.
with a bunch of the actors that he has worked with before. They started running around in the cornfields that were surrounding the Airbnb, and we thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool if there were like zombies coming out of the cornfields or something? And so then it evolved that the corn causes people to become zombies. But we've got folks like Magdalena Conway, Jake Yanko, a little gal, astounding young actress, Delilah Hefner, who's 9 years old. She's made the cutest videos for us, Joanne, where she talks about how, you know, if you can give us a little bit of money, we can have more blood and guts on the set.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God.
A couple other people I want to mention in the cast, Randall Cole, Ashley Hefner, Paige Bourne, Joe Rosing, and Michelle Hefner.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, with all the hard work and everything behind this, that's going to teach you not to drink around a campfire again, because you'll wind up going to doing another movie. Just pick a different location, right? I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
But now I wanted to ask you, now you've done a lot of different roles. Is horror your thing, or you prefer, or you really don't care? No preference.
Well, it's easier for me. It sounds weird, but I'm actually a nice person in real life. And
it's easier for me.
It's
crazy.
It's easier for me to play against my normal type. So, like a mom with baggage. You know, like she's just got some issues, and so she kind of, you know, lashes out. That's a favorite type of role of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had all the special effects stuff done to me that will happen with the Corn Zombies movie, so that's going to be a new adventure for me that right. I'm really looking forward to, even though uh-huh. it's horribly messy, but that's okay. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And roles that I've had also in theater are kind of like the, what I call like the damaged mom, you know, like a mom with baggage. Not the kind of baggage that I've ever like exactly experienced, but again, you can
yeah.
kind of draw on things that make you feel that emotion and put
right,
that
right.
into the character. And to play just like a nice, sweet, mature woman who's just going about her business. I mean, I will do that, but that's not as interesting of a role to me as somebody that's got a little something going on.
Right, right. Very cool. Very cool. Now, I wanted to ask you about AcroStar. What's your role in there? Are you just strictly in the movie, or do you have a role at AcroStar in some way?
Well, I am working as a producer for them.
Nice.
So, you know, there's all different types of producers in very large budget mm-hmm. motion pictures. We got one, and it's me. And so I do things. I do things.
You do everything.
Done. So yeah, I like to try to let the filmmaker Steve concentrate on the creative end of things. And
right.
then I try to take care of the busy work. So things like putting together the budget for the film, finding locations,
right.
managing the budget, raising the funds, putting together the filming schedule. So that kind of gets more into like the assistant director area,
yeah.
which I also do. So I'll go through the script and break it down in terms of, you know, like, what location does this scene need to be in? Is it daytime or nighttime? Do we need props? Do we need special mm-hmm. effects makeup, set dressing, all that kind of stuff? And come up with a shooting schedule and then kind of manage that as we go through day by day with the shooting so that we
right.
don't waste time. If we're falling behind, we need to pick it up a little bit. And then I end up doing all the food stuff as well because we don't have like a separate craft services group.
Right,
again,
right.
Wearing
right.
many hats. And then also
right.
like script supervisor while we're actually filming, I'll have the script in front of me. You know, people don't need to say word for word what was written down,
yeah.
but the meaning needs to come across and the
right.
the communication needs to come across. And so I'm kind of watching the filming from that perspective. If people are having a rough time delivering a particular chunk of dialogue, I'll, you know, maybe take them to the side and kind of work on it a little bit,
right.
see if maybe
right.
you know, if we switch the words around a little bit, was that flow better for you? Because sometimes it just, as an actor, it just, the way the words were written, I can't get them to come out of my mouth easily.
Mm.
So, you know, we want to kind of, you know, work individually on those kind of things.
Right.
And
well,
then, you know, once...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then once we get done filming, then... usually we're looking for some funds, again, to kind of help pay for the back end of
right.
post-production. And then
mm-hmm.
we have to start thinking about release. The filmmaker does a lot of that in terms of trying to get us on streaming platforms, but I'll, again, kind of help out as needed.
Right. Well, what I was going to say, I mean, you've been in a lot of different you've played many roles and many different characters, but I'm going to guess that this one is really your baby. I mean, this is the one that you've got so much into other than just walking
yeah.
in, doing a part and walking away.
Right. It's much easier to just be an actor, but you
right.
you're not going to realize that until you've tried to take on some of the
everything.
Behind the camera work as well, because it takes a
right.
lot to get everything ready for you to just drop in and do your thing.
Right.
I mean, so this will be a very enjoyable production. And probably in terms of ones that I've completed, It Came From Somewhere is another production from AcroStar Films, and it's a 1950s style sci-fi creature feature that we did as an homage to the filmmakers from the 1950s, like Ed Wood and Roger Corman. And I had a role in that as well as was producer on that one. But we had so much fun on set. We laughed so hard. It's not a comedy, but you've probably seen black and white films from the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids in their 20s, they just haven't been exposed to it. But
exactly, yeah.
They filmed them in a certain way because they were very low budget. They were trying to get them out. So we filmed ours the same way, and we played
yeah.
all the characters straight, but we played them like people played them in the 50s. So it was the beginning of the on-camera world, and everybody had been a stage actor, and you go big when you're on stage. And they were big in front of the camera, and so we played big in front of the camera. Extra hand gestures and, you know, a little more emphasis on things that were emotional, you know, and the screen where, you know, the hands to the face kind of thing. We just had so much fun with that film.
Nice.
That we're actually, it hasn't been announced, but we've got something in the works to follow up on that. And that film also has been nominated for what's considered to be kind of like the Oscars of the horror world, because films never won earned real Oscars. It's called the Rondo Hatton Award, and we've been nominated for that as the best independent film of 2022.
Great.
Is quite an honor. Quite an honor.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've got two questions. I got to get them out because I'll forget, because they're just coming to me. All right. I lost one already, see? Oh, man. script-wise, do you write as well?
No, I do not write. I mean, I write like more like business and marketing correspondence, but I don't write dialogue.
Okay. I just remembered the other question real quick. Okay. Where are you filming this? Obviously in Chicago, but where did you get a farm and everything already? Because you need a cornfield.
Yes, we tend to film in central Illinois, not right in the Chicago area. So there's a town called Farmer City, Illinois, and they are just wonderful there in terms of welcoming us and opening up the businesses, you know, open up their locations for us to use. They have a lot of people who collect classic cars in that area. And so since both It Came From Somewhere and Attack of the Corn Zombies are set back in time, we're going to have the main street of the town closed down for our filming, and we're going to have people bringing their classic cars onto sets to use as set decoration.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, yeah, can I bring my car? Can I bring this car? Yes, bring them all.
Yeah, bring them down.
We want to have, you know, like hordes of zombies, because you never just see one zombie. You always see them in groups.
Well,
so,
that was my next question. Are you going to do a casting call for the area so you get people out there? Are you just a bunch of people dressed up like, you know, zombies?
Like zombies. Yes. So far I have 60, and we're going for 100.
Great.
Yeah. And so we want them to show up in wardrobe that would work as a zombie in 1969, but we will run them all through makeup. We'll have different makeup stations and staggered call times and get them all nasty
zombied
and zombie
up.
Looking.
Zombied up.
Exactly.
So if anybody in the area wanted to be a zombie, what would they have to do?
They could just go to cornzombies.com and that takes you to our fundraising Indiegogo campaign. And if you scroll down on that page, there's a description of a form that people can fill out if they would like to be a zombie. And it's unpaid. If we happen to like massively exceed our fundraising goal, you know, we will try to pay people a little bit, but they will get credit on IMDb, which is the Internet Movie Database. And they'll get credit as a zombie actor for participating in the film.
Yep. And you know what? When you're just starting out, that's what you need. Even if you're not, for the fun of it, and if you want to be a zombie, go down.
Like we said earlier,
it's all about the money. We don't do it for the money. We do it because we love it, that we want to do it. We love doing
it. Exactly. You make connections, and you have an experience that you would not normally have. So a good time will be had by all.
Yes, it sounds like a great time and a lot of work. So where are you now? Are you filming currently, or are you getting ready for the film dates, or you haven't started yet?
Well, we've started all right. We're getting ready for the film dates. We're going to start filming actually the afternoon of May 3rd. And then we'll go for almost a week there. While we're down in that area filming, our prior film that we shot in February is called Desperate Souls. We're going to do a theatrical premiere of Desperate Souls in a locally run movie theater. It happens to be in the town of Leroy, Illinois. And that is a horror romance film. Again, it's a feature film, so it's about an hour and a half long. So that way, the people who helped us out in the background with some bar scenes for that film can hop on over to the movie theater rather than us doing it in Chicago. You know, they probably wouldn't make the drive because it's about a two-hour drive. But, you know, we'll premiere it down there in that local area.
Right. Very nice.
And then I'm also working on another film that is with a group of kids that recently graduated from DePaul University. They've started a little film company, and I just have what's called a day player role in that. So that means like you're on set for just one day, but I am playing a woman who is a crack user. So there's something that's really against my type as well.
Oh, come on. There's typecasting you. Stop it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. Please. I'm kidding, folks. It's a joke. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that'll look good. How are you going to come off on that one? How are you going to pull that one off?
Yeah, I need to get roughed up a little for that. You know, one of the special effects you can actually put on your teeth. So we were talking when we last got together about it's called Tooth FX. It can make you look like you have missing teeth. So we might do a little of that.
Mm. Good idea.
Yeah.
Your hair has got to be all over the place. So
Yeah, a little frumpy looking, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So now you mentioned your kids. What did they think when you told them you wanted to be an actress now? I'm an actor now. At first. Now they love it, I'm sure, and are very proud of you. But what did they think at first?
I mean, my son has asked me if I'm ever going to do anything other than a horror movie. So I said, well, of course, you know, like it all depends on the roles that are available.
Right.
And I'll be looking at stuff on the computer and my daughter will say, is somebody getting killed again, Mom? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you live in Chicago, so how do you find all these roles? Is Chicago that big of an acting town? I know they've got stage,
There's a lot of production going on in Chicago for various TV shows. There's kind of actually an increase in the amount of studio space that's available.
Oh, wait.
So
it's just Oprah Studios are out there too, right? Oprah Studios, no?
You know, I don't know if they do production anymore. There's CineSpace, there's something called Studio City, and then there are also virtual studios. A brand new one is called Smash Virtual, and they've got, you know, you've heard of green screen, like where the weatherman stands in front of.
Yeah,
this is like green screen to the max. It like wraps around the entire room so that the actor can be more immersed in the environment. I've yet to see that space. It costs a lot of money to use that space because there's a lot of tech involved. But yeah, there's a fair amount of production. So my agents will send me audition notices, they're always very quick turnaround. So I may get an email tonight that says I have an audition for Chicago Med. Here's the script. You accept it online. You film yourself at home, and then you submit that through an online casting platform. And then if they want to, then they will call you in. Some commercials you audition in person, so typically – you know, you have like a day maybe to prepare. And then there are websites. Facebook has casting notices on it periodically. And then good old-fashioned networking.
Right. You know, I just had a crazy thought. If you I'm wondering, just a thought, because I know a few actors that hated doing the auditions through video, okay? But do you think that COVID helped you gain more confidence because you did do the auditions on video in the comfort of your home instead of being right there in front of people? Do you think that helped you?
You know, there are pros and cons.
Confidence-wise.
Yeah. I mean, confidence-wise, I would say, yes, it's less nerve-wracking because you don't have – you're not in this odd environment.
Right.
But you still have to prepare, And the advantage of being in person is that you may do the audition and then they may give you direction to change it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do another version right there in front of them. Whereas when
mm-hmm.
you're taping at home, you have, sometimes you can submit two takes. They usually just want one.
Yeah.
So you have to make a lot of assumptions because you also only get a real small chunk of the script. So you
mm-hmm.
don't know the entire surrounding story. So you have to make up what
you're
you
wrong.
Think happened before the scene and
right.
then what you think is going to happen after the scene to know how to play that mm-hmm. scene.
Right.
And when, if you were in person and maybe you guessed wrong, they would say, well, now play it. Sweet. So, like, even when
right.
I auditioned for this crack lady role, they did, like, rather than having me record it, they did it virtually but live. So kind of like
right.
a meeting. And I played it like I got angry at one point, and then they asked me if I could do it again and play it sweet and then and non-confrontational, because I add a little confrontation to it. So if I had not done that with them live, I would have had that one shot where I was just angry all the time, and they would have said, well, that's not what we want, and they
right,
moved on
right.
to somebody else.
Right.
So I like being able to get direction.
Yeah. No, I had a friend of mine that said she hated doing the auditions on the – you know what? Maybe because she's older and not computer savvy, and maybe that's why she hated doing anything
well,
that had to do with the computer. With
yeah.
interviews, she hated doing Zoom interviews. She hated doing the auditions on Zoom or on a videotape. She liked to do it live. She just wanted to go live and be
mm-hmm.
her and do her thing, you know. So
yeah,
but,
I mean, it did present technology challenges to a lot of people. And I mean, I've been in IT my entire career, so
right,
I may not have known how to edit video with software before, but it makes sense to me, and it's easy for me to figure out. And I
right.
just Google, if I don't know, I just Google it, and you know, then move on from there. But yeah, for a lot of people, it's very hard.
Yeah, right. Well, there are things that I wish, if I was more computer savvy, I could be doing probably over the world. But who got time? Who's got time to take
right.
over the world? Oh, I like that. Who's got time to take over the world right now? Anyway, pardon me. My microphone works so good. You probably heard me drinking water before. I meant to mute, and I did, and I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I'm so parched. I was yelling before the show. I was so upset. Oh, my goodness. Well, what's so exciting about your day? Can you share your excitement or no? You just want to stay excited by yourself.
Well, one thing I need to keep to myself at the moment, but it's very good news for our film. And the other thing is just that just through good old-fashioned networking, I was able to get more contributions today to our film. And it's nice that it was, you know, I got some immediate gratification. A lot of times you reach out to people, you wait maybe a week or so, you know, they get back to you kind of thing. This was like within hours of me reaching out to people. So
nice.
I'm very appreciative of that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, go to cornzombies.com to find out more about how you can participate. And what do they get if they become a, would you call it a donor?
Yeah, a contributor. So the
contributor,
way that,
thank you.
Yeah, this is on the Indiegogo platform. And Indiegogo is used not only to fund films, but also to fund inventions of products and all kinds of stuff. As the person in charge of the campaign, we set up things that people can get for the joy of contributing to the film.
That's why I asked, because the Indiegogo, you're supposed to give something right back. You're supposed to give something back, I think, when they have contributors, right? So what do you give? Credit?
So we have things like a signed movie poster that, you know, signed by the cast and crew.
That's great.
We actually deliver it digitally because we have supporters actually all over the world, and it's hard to mail a long tube. over, you know, from the United States over to India or, you know, UK or someplace. So it's a digital file that they'll get. Signed copy of the script is another thing. We do offer an online screening of the film when it's ready, because not everybody can make it to the same movie theater. So we have like a Zoom screening and cast and crew attend. And so the people who sit in on that, they can ask questions to the cast and crew right after the viewing. And then we also offer physical media, DVD and Blu-ray. And then a popular thing for people interested in film is credits on IMDb.
Yes.
So the Internet Movie Database has the film listed, and then it says, you know, who the cast is, and it says produced by. So there's only one person that is called producer, that's me, but we have assistant producers and co-producers and executive producers. So kind of like the higher up on the rung you are, the more those cost. And then we offer ways for people to be in the film, but not necessarily on set in front of camera. So you can be a victim in the film. And with that, you send your picture to me. I'll make it up on a poster, and we hang those up on an outside of the building. And one of our actors walks by and says, oh, my God, look, all these people are missing. I wonder if they turned to zombies. And the camera will slowly pan across those so that you're seen in the film that way. Another fun one is called reaction in the credits. So you can make a video of yourself reacting to seeing a zombie. And then as we run the film credits at the end, we're going to intersperse these little reaction videos. You know, you can pick up a weapon. You can scream at the camera. You can swear at the camera if you want. You can run out of frame. You know, like whatever you want to do. I'll kind of work with people who are doing those. And say again, you know, some people just live in an area where there is no film production, and it's a way to actually see yourself.
Be a part of it.
Maybe on Amazon Prime someday, or Tubi, or, you know, other streaming platforms.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so it's things like that. You know, we try to make it so that people get something out of it.
And it gives them joy. Not only get something out of it, but be a part of it, which is great. So go to Indiegogo's Corn Zombies, or how would they get there?
Well, if you just go to cornzombies.com, that takes you to the Indiegogo page.
The link. Got it. Excellent. Folks, go to cornzombies.com if you want to help contribute to get this movie even further off the ground than where it is, because this is not a B movie. This is a upscale independent film here that we're talking about, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, thanks so much, Joanne. We will make that happen.
I cannot wait to see it. I'm excited. And if you want to be a zombie and you're in the area, Chicago, Illinois area, and go to acrostar.com, or should they go to cornzombies.com for that as well?
If they just go to cornzombies.com, the information is on the bio.
Everything's
the page.
There. Everything's at cornzombies.com, folks. Forget me.
Try to make it easy for people.
We
actually have people. We have people coming from quite a distance to be zombies. So I've got one friend in Connecticut is coming out for it. Another from Ohio is coming out, and then there's a gentleman from the UK who came to the US to work on a different film in Los Angeles. And then he said, well, while I'm there, why don't I come to Illinois? I'm like, far away. Do you know that it's really far away from Los Angeles?
I'll just
go. I got some place to go in between, and then I'll come to Illinois. And, you know, how many days you want me there? I'm like, however many days you want to be there, I'll put you on camera whenever you show up. So, we want to let people get as involved as they want.
Well, that's great. I love everything about it. I love you. Like I said earlier, you are like doing wonderful, and just is great. I'm so glad we finally connected and got a chance to hang out and chat tonight. I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your time, Joanne. Thanks so much.
No worries. And when it's done, let me know and you come on back, and we'll talk about the next film, right? Because you got another one in the works. Well, maybe we could be able to talk about that one, and maybe we'll know if you won for the other one. What was it?
It came from somewhere.
Yeah, we'll know
if we won by then. Yeah.
I'm going to try this. Tell me what you think. Let's see. It's 1969, and infected corn leads to an outbreak of the Walking Dead in a small Midwest town. With no way to escape and cut off from the outside world, a group of friends and family must fight their way through hordes of the dead just to survive. Corn zombies. Ooh. Attack of the corn zombies.
That's awesome. Love it.
I wanted to give it a try.
And you were awesome.
Excellent. Oh, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much, and all the best, and good luck on the film. And again, keep in touch. You've got my email, and I do get back to people eventually, as you saw. I apologize. It's just been nuts lately, and but I do get back to people eventually. So I apologize for that.
Thank
I'm so
you
sorry.
So much.
But yes. Stay in touch. Keep me posted, and I can't wait to see Attack of the Corn Zombies. So everybody go to cornzombies.com. Check it out. It's coming soon, and don't eat any corn until you see it, and maybe you won't eat corn after you see it either. So.
Love it.
No more corn. I can't eat corn. Don't make any more corn. No, like Jaws. I'm not going in the ocean. No, I'm not. No.
Right.
Anyway, and thank you so very much. Have a great night. It was a pleasure talking to you. You take care.
All right. Take care, Joanne. Bye-bye,
everybody. And Myrna, go to cornzombies.com to check out Attack of the Corn Zombies, all the information coming up about their new film, and it's going to be great. Bye-bye, Ann. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. What a great conversation that was, because I'm telling you, I started this night a little nutsy. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I need to be nuts more often. We have a better conversation. I don't know. I'm just wired. I'm livid over something that happened today, but I can't. I don't even want to talk about it again, because every time I talk about it, I get crazy. So I got to calm down. It has to do with contractors. I have a contractor at my house, so, and it's been like, I don't know, 2 months now, and I don't even know if I should go into that. But anyway, we've got a couple of great shows coming up for you. Then we're approaching the end of the month. It's been getting crazy. I've got a lot of concerts I'm covering, so I'm working around those, and I'm going to run through this tonight, hopefully, if I calm myself down and finally work out these dates. So, and get everybody happening, and got a book for May also. So I got to look at these shows that I'm possibly covering for the paper, and I'll work the shows around that. So, but it's been a great week. I mean, what we had, we started Sunday, right? Yeah, today's the 13th. Yeah, so we had a couple shows this week. Again, Michelle Palmieri on April 9th. Everybody loved her. And Mary Jane Eisenhower, who's Dwight D. Eisenhower's granddaughter, and also the Reverend Nicholas Inman, talking about the Cherry Blossom Festival. It kicks off in Missouri. Of course, the big one is in Washington, but these folks are trying to get a First Ladies Day, which I think is appropriate. They're the unsung heroes in our government sometimes. I mean, you think about it, they're probably the ones, well, the good ones anyway, are a rock to some of our presidents. So, and of course, Ann tonight, Ann Myrna. So how cool is that? Very cool. So, and I wish them the best. I hope they get the funds they need. I mean, they're going to get it done anyway, but you know, it's nice to have that extra cushion, because, like, you know, you can pay people more money and make it more of a better production than it already is. Like I said, this is not a crappy B movie. This is upscale independent film making. People who love the art of filmmaking, and not your, like I said, B movie. So, but yeah, and Anne is, she's just like a, if you see her in her reel at her website at annmyrna.com, you'll see that she is just a normal, average-looking woman, and that's great. She could play any role. She'd be a great character actor, and very believable. That's the whole thing. That's what makes a great actor. If you believe what that person's doing is what they would be actually doing, that's a great actor. So, not where you say to yourself, oh, it's a movie, and you know. But when you're really watching that movie and you're like, you know that they're doing something right in the acting because they're great. So, yeah, some great stuff coming up. But I got to get you guys. I got to get another show or two in before I got to see. I got to work out the concert. So, listen, you guys have a great night. Thank you again to Ann Myrna. Go to AnnMyrna.com or CornZombies.com if you're in the area of Chicago or Illinois and even just want to go. You can go to CornZombie.com. You can be a zombie in the movie. And if you want to help kickstart this thing, it's on Indiegogo, but it's also at cornzombie.com, has all the information there, the link for Indiegogo. So, and you have a lot of stuff if you're a contributor. So you can actually be in the movie as well. So digitally, virtually, I guess, is the word. I don't know. Listen, I'm not intelligent. I don't claim to be. Never did. So here we go. What are we going to play for you guys tonight? What are we going to play? How you guys liking the heat? Wow, is it hot or what? I'm not complaining. Believe me, I am not complaining. What is today? Thursday. Oh, have a great weekend. How's about that? Take care, everybody. Thank you. Ann Myrna. Ann Myrna. Myrna Turner. AnnMyrna.com and CornZombies.com. Go check it out. Thank you, Ann Myrna. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. I promise I'm going to throw a couple of broadcasts for you since we got nothing going on. Because God knows once I take a break, I may never come back. I like having that break. So once I take the break, I don't want to come back. And then when I'm here, I don't want to leave. Well, who's got that psychiatrist? Give him my number. All right. Take care, everybody. See ya.